You're listening to another ambitious EntrepreneurNetwork.com podcast, the voice for entrepreneurs and small business. Now, onto the show.
Are you frustrated and confused about how to attract new clients? Nothing you have done is working, and you're tired of waiting for the phone to ring. Imagine learning the tips and tools that will help you get noticed and booked by your ideal client, and paid what you're worth for your amazing services. Now's the time to make your dream a reality, and the Ambitious Entrepreneur Show will teach you how. Now, over to your host, Anne-Marie Cross.
Hi everyone, it's Anne-Marie Cross with you again today. Another fantastic show lined up. Now, we all know the saying, first impressions count. Now, when it comes to business meetings with prospective clients and maybe even joint venture partners, this is so very important. So I want to encourage you to ask yourself this question and answer it honestly. When you're about to meet a prospective client or maybe even get up on stage to speak to a group of your ideal clients, how confident do you feel with the way that you look? Or are you like thousands of other women who look in their wardrobe and just sigh and go, you know what, I just cannot find any inspiration with what to wear? Well, if that sounds like you, you're in for a treat, because on today's show, I'm joined by executive stylist Melissa Lewis. Now, Melissa is passionate about helping women feel great. This passion, along with years of corporate and styling study and experience, has organically turned into the Style Confidant, and she works to empower entrepreneurial and professional women present themselves in a way that makes them feel confident so that they can succeed both professionally and personally. Now, on today's show, Melissa's going to speak about how to master confidence and watch as doors and opportunities open up for you, how to invest smartly in your wardrobe, as well as how to control and improve your personal brand for real results, both personally and professionally. Welcome to the show, Melissa.
Thank you, Anne-Marie.
So tell me, Melissa, why is confidence so important in the workplace and in this day and age?
We live in such a competitive environment, Anne-Marie. So from the moment you step into a room, or before you've even stepped into a room, we just make a judgment, and that judgment is based on the information that we give other people. So having a competitive edge allows you to really define not only your own set of skills and style, but really stand out from the crowd.
It's so very important. And I know for some people, they might think, well, competitiveness and so forth, I don't really want to play that game. But so much more than that. And when we really sort of take time and the care to really look at what are we wearing, how are we presenting ourselves, are the clothing supporting us and enhancing all our finer qualities? When we look at it that way, we can really be assured that we are putting our best foot forward and that we're not losing out on potential clients, potential joint venture partners, and potential business opportunities, of course, because someone has unfortunately made that first impression and that we may be standing out for the wrong reason. So I think it's really important to stress that, isn't it?
Absolutely. You know, you want to stand out for all the right reasons, and it's the small attention to the detail that makes a big difference. So it's, you know, have been kept from head to toe, and it's more than just the clothes. It's your body language. It's your facial expression. It's polished shoes. It's having a congruent message that shows others what your skills and capabilities are, and matching that with the way you present yourself, the way you use your voice, the way you use your hand language, and yes, the way we dress, because that is so important, because we automatically make an assumption based on, once again, the information that we've given other people. So the clothes that we choose to wear set an example of how we feel about ourselves, whether we're confident, whether we're hiding from other people, whether we're sloppy, whether we actually care about what we're doing. As soon as you meet someone, it's, do I like them? Will they be good at what they do? Will they be compatible for my team? Will they give me the results? So sometimes before you've even uttered a word, just purely by you and your physical appearance, that can determine and sometimes open doors or close doors.
Yeah, absolutely. I think as women, and men too, but particularly women, when we know what we're wearing, it really complements us and we feel great. There's a level of inner confidence that just shines. And so I think that if we really take the time to understand what clothing really supports us in that way, there's a deeper level of inner confidence that really can shine through us as well, which I think is really important. So, Melissa, if we're talking about having congruency and having a congruent message between our appearance and our abilities, what would you say are some tips and strategies on how we can create that?
It's like anything in a businesswoman's life. You plan, you've been educated, you've got yourself the tools, and that's all required, a plan of some sort. Your appearance and the way you present yourself to the world also needs planning. That also needs consideration, who you need to be and how you need to be perceived. Now, as women, as you said, we are emotional when it comes to getting dressed. When we feel good, we act amazing. There is no doubt about it. And from the moment you walk into a room, people can tell whether you're confident. At the end of the day, we buy from confidence, so we know that.
Mm-hmm.
Make your message congruent. Once again, it does come from planning. It comes from making sure that you invest in the right pieces for you, that you don't just settle. Because, you know, 9 times out of 10, you know, you're in a hurry and you just get ready in everything, in anything that first comes to mind. Now, that doesn't work. You need to, you know, evaluate who are you meeting that day, what are the outcomes you want to achieve, and plan your outfit the night before so that when you wake up in the morning, you're organised, you put on that outfit, you know it works, and you walk out that door with confidence so you can do what you do best.
Love those tips. So if we're in the situation, Melissa, where we have a wardrobe, which is absolutely massive, and when you wrote this, you probably saw my wardrobe. It's got a lot of clothes in it. And I have to say, honestly, being transparent here, there's probably a lot of items in there that I haven't worn for years. So I know I need to go through that and do an audit. But if we're staring at our wardrobe and we're thinking, I have nothing to wear, can you share some advice on how do we start shifting forward? How do we fix this?
Okay. First of all, for any businesswoman, organisation's the key. It always starts from the wardrobe. You need to go through every item of your wardrobe. If you haven't worn it in the last 3 years, get rid of it. If you can't fit in it, move it to another side of your wardrobe or somewhere else. So every time you wake up in the morning and you go to get dressed, you're not staring at things that don't fit you. Mm. Once you've evaluated what works and what doesn't work, it needs to be in a clear, organised order. So you have your work shirts together, short sleeves, long sleeves, and you have your casual clothes separately. Let's just talk about work clothes for now. Now, making sure that you have a wardrobe only full of clothes that you love, I have tips for when you go shopping. So once you've organised your wardrobe and you can see, okay, well, I've got missing skirts and I've got no jackets, you write a list. Once again, it's about planning. So you write a list of the missing items you have in your wardrobe. So when you do go shopping, you buy things that you actually need. Now, to have a wardrobe full of clothes that you love, that means that you need to make great investment choices. And a great investment choice for each individual means that they love it, that it fits them well, that the colour complements them, that the fabric is in great condition and that it won't crease by midday, and that the item can work back within the wardrobe many times over, that it is a great investment, and that is a way that you can get a wardrobe working for you without having it just full of clothes and nothing that you love to wear.
Mm. So very important. And I love the way that you've said it's an investment. So the next time I buy something new, not that my husband notices, but honey, this is an investment in my business.
Well, it's an investment in also your confidence.
Of course it is.
We feel great. Mm. We're investing in ourselves. So having an image consultant, an executive stylist, really gives you that confidence, because women tend to maybe waste money because we're time poor and we need things in a hurry. But when you make a good investment, you yourself makes you a smart businesswoman, but you feel great. And that confidence you can't buy.
Oh, absolutely. You know, there may be things that we see and that other people are wearing that looks really good on them. However, that style may not necessarily suit our body shape or the age that we are at. And so I definitely think that investing in someone such as yourself as an expert who really knows all of the ins and outs around styling can really support us, and so that we know whatever we put on in our wardrobe, mix and match or whatever it might be, is really going to support us. And you never know, that next meeting that we have where we're feeling so confident, we look great and we're really exuding that level of professionalism, confidence, that could be the difference between having a yes to that next great big business opportunity and unfortunately no if we don't have that. So I think that's such a great reminder, and so very important. So I know some of our listeners, and I know I've been there myself many, many years ago, of course, but for some of us, we've got a growing family. And so some of us may want to return to work, go and see, you know, more clients, have business meetings and so forth post-baby. So what are some things that we need to be aware of as we step back into the workplace, the workforce, the business networking, to really show that we, you know, we mean business and recouping some of that confidence that maybe might have waned a little bit whilst we've stepped out of the workforce?
That's a great question, Anne-Marie, because I do many workshops on mums returning back to work. Mm. And it's about regaining your confidence. You know, I can relate, being a mum of two, you change body shape, you lose touch with your own self, what works for you, what's age appropriate. You've got the juggling roles of running a house, being a mum, being a wife, and then being a businesswoman. So it comes back to being organised from your wardrobe, because when you are organised, when the house is organised, I think as a mum, we just really, everything seems to flow much better. So when it comes to your wardrobe, once again, it's really just evaluating what is work appropriate, what is easy. We want stylish outfits that take 2 seconds. We want a jacket that fits us properly, we put it on, it shows we mean business, and it's a little effort. So I think for a mum, it needs to be easy, it needs to be comfortable, and it needs to be practical.
I think particularly when we are or we have been out of the workforce, as I said, it's been quite some time. My youngest turns 20 in May, so it has been a while. However, I do remember, you know, going to business meetings and it's kind of putting on the next, another hat, okay, taking the mum hat off and putting the business hat on. The whole choice around clothing, it's that may not be something that we kind of consider. It's probably rushing around trying to keep up to date with the washing and ensuring that your kids are dressed. But I think what you've just said is keeping it simple. So that's not another overwhelming choice that we have to add on our to-do list, is so very important. Okay, so just say, for instance, someone is in that situation and they are also staring again at that wardrobe and thinking, oh my goodness, do I need to go out and invest more money? But there may be certain things in their wardrobe already that they can certainly use. And I think some of the tips that you shared already certainly is a great reminder and some steps that they can to take to get them started, yes?
Absolutely. I mean, another thing all about getting the best rate of return on your investment. So if you've already invested in great suits in your wardrobe, try them on again and be open to minor alterations. You know, your body's changed, so things are not going to fit the same way. But have a good alteration person in mind. Go there and see just a slight alteration to the length of the skirt or to the width, or taking in a nip of the jacket at the waist, or the length of the sleeve and turning it from sloppy into a more polished and refined look. These little alterations, they make a huge difference in your overall appearance. And if you don't have the time and money at that stage, you want to know how to utilise your wardrobe. Another great tip is you've got your plain, always opt for classic, if you don't know who your audience is, and just put a nice, you know, scarf. Keep it thin, not too bulky, but that just shows a little attention to detail and also just creates your own individual style without having to put too much time and effort involved.
Mm. Accessories can be a key element that really just adds zing and really just adds a pizzazz to that outfit, don't you think?
yeah, it adds a personality. It's so unique difference. I mean, anyone can have, you know, a black classic suit, but you can change it a thousand ways by the different coloured tops that you would wear, the variation of the length of accessories as well. So you don't need to constantly invest more in clothes, but once again, accessories can really show, and accessories, your shoes, your handbag, they can really just show your personality and give you that edge.
I have to say, I have to admit, I love scarves. In fact, I think I have a bit of an obsession. I've got so many scarves, I don't even know what scarves I have. There you go, I've said it. But I tell you what, they can just really make an outfit, can't they?
They can. I do opt to go, I think a lot of scarves are made too thick, and that adds too much bulk for a woman, especially if you're more bustier and chestier. Mm-hmm. So what I do suggest is I cut a scarf in half, and I get my alteration lady to sew the edges. And this way I've got a scarf that fits more flushed on the body, looks much cleaner and less messier, but it really adds a pop of colour to any of my classic basic pieces.
And what a great tip. Yes, great, great. So I know that you also provide great advice around how we can really make a fantastic impression when we are presenting ourselves. Perhaps for some of us, we're speaking live on stage, we're networking and we're the keynote speaker, or maybe even presenting to a board or to clients as well. What are some tips and strategies to really help us make the best impression?
Great topic. This is one of my favourite. I love a power woman. And one of the most important things when presenting is to really think about colour. Knowing your signature colour makes a really big difference on the way you're perceived, because colour can really either add value or it can make you look worn and drawn. So a colour really can make you just pop and really shows you know what you're selling from the minute you've walked in. Having the right, making sure also that when you are presenting, you are not wearing something that is going to be distracting to the eye. For an example, always make sure your length of your skirt or your dress is appropriate, that you're not constantly fixing it and pulling it down, because that will be distracting. Making sure that the pattern of the fabric that you choose to wear doesn't annoy the eye. You need things that people want to look at you and not look away and are not distracted by what you're saying. For an example, undergarments, the most crucial element to getting any good outfit right. By having an undergarment that really holds you in and creates a more silhouette shape, irrelevant of the size, this makes you already look neater and the way you've packaged yourself more polished and professional. Making sure the fit of the jacket is, if you've got the sleeve that is too wide and the shoulders sitting out from your shoulders, it creates a look of ill-fitted, non-attention to the detail, which is very distracting as a speaker. I think for every woman who presents to the board, their outfit will vary depending on who the audience is. When we talk about colours like navy, is really, you know, professional and means closing the businesses. I'm not too fussed about what colours mean. You know, rules are made to be broken. I think the colour just needs to really make sure that that person pops and is perceived the way they wish.
So very, very important. We're going to just break for a quick message, and then Melissa, I will come back and, of course, recap and then share with everybody how they can get in contact with you. You have a mission, a passion to help others, which was why you became a coach. Helping a client overcome their struggles empowers you. However, when it comes to how much money your business is making, well, that's far from inspiring and empowering. In fact, you wonder what's stopping you from making more money in your business. You struggle to attract quality, high-paying clients, and you often lay awake at night worrying about money and wondering if there's a way to change this. Guess what? There is. One of the first steps is by changing your attitude towards money. How? By accessing our free mini training, Discover Your Money Story, the first and often missing step to healing your relationship with money and financial freedom. Go to discoveryourmoneystory.com. That's discoveryourmoneystory.com, the first step to your financial freedom. And of course, we're speaking to Melissa Lewis, executive stylist, on how to look great, how to feel great, and succeed personally and professionally. We've spoken about lots of great things today, how we can really increase our inner confidence to help us in our workplace, how to create a congruent message between our appearance and our abilities, what to do when we are sitting in that situation where we're looking in our cupboard and just don't have anything to wear. And of course, for those of us who are returning to work and returning to getting more clients for our business after having children, some tips and strategies around that. And of course, we just spoke about how we can really improve our presentations as well. Melissa, what would be just one or two words of advice as we nearly come to the end of the show that people really can solidify what we've spoken about today and take some further insights with them?
I think it's about investing smart, investing key pieces that are going to make you feel good every day. So when you do get up to go get dressed for your working day, you know that the pieces in your wardrobe represent you, that you know that you are the best version of you every day that you turn up. And I think that's really important.
So very important. Melissa, thank you so very much for coming on the show. I think this is such an important topic because, yes, as we've said, first impressions really do count. And that inner confidence and being able to present ourselves professionally is so positively impacted when we're feeling great and we know that what we're wearing is really enhancing all of our, you know, all of our positive assets and things like that. And that really is just so important. How can people connect with you if they'd like to find out more about you and the incredible services that you offer?
They can contact me through my website, which is styleconfidant.com.au. I've also got a web page, which is Style Confidant. And also I've got Instagram for inspiring women who just want to get inspiration of some fantastic, great outfits for the businesswoman, and that's it at Style Confidant.
Fantastic. So thank you so much for coming on the show again, and all of those details on how to contact and connect with Melissa will be on the show notes. So all you need to do is go to ambitiousentrepreneurnetwork.com/AES149. Now, if this is the very first time that you're joining us, it really has been an honour that you have spent the last number of minutes with us. We hope that you'll join us again next week. Why not subscribe to the show? Every week we have another guest expert sharing their brilliance to help you take your business to the next level. While you're over there too on iTunes, we would love for you to rate the show as well as leave a little comment about what you thought of the show, your ahas, and what action you're taking. Doing that helps us get the message out to as many other ambitious entrepreneurs as possible as well. This is bye from me. This is Anne-Marie. Have a fantastic week, and we will see you again same time next week. Bye for now.